This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. As we walk through Psalms 19 through 24 today, look for the portraits of Christ in the Gallery of David. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
What do you see when you look at the stars? When our son Randy was in college, he took a course in astrophotography. Several times, the class spent the night high in the Colorado Rockies photographing the stars. The instructor was an atheist who looked at the heavens and concluded the sky was simply sky and the stars were only stars. But to Randy, the glories of the heavens pointed to something and someone way beyond. Randy said, "How can you study the stars and not believe in God? Many people of the ancient world worshiped the sun and the moon and the stars, but not the Old Testament people of God. They worshiped the Creator who saw the heavens as His handiwork, declaring His glory." Psalm 19 begins with a great song of praise. "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies proclaim the work of His hands." The second half of Psalm 19 is a celebration of the Word of God. "The law of the Lord is perfect, trustworthy, right, radiant, and pure." So in this psalm, with its focus on the works of God and the Word of God, we see the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. Colossians 1:16 says, "For by Him, that is by Jesus Christ, were all things created that are in heaven and in earth. All things were created by Him and for Him." And in John chapter 1, verse 1, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us, and we have seen His glory, the glory as of the only Son who came from the Father." Before Jesus came in the flesh, He was pictured in the book of Psalms. In Psalm 19, we see Him as the Creator of the universe and as the Word of God. In Psalm 22, we have a picture of Jesus Christ on the cross as He cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" We see Him as our Savior from sin. Psalm 23 begins with some of the most familiar words in the Bible, "The Lord is my shepherd." Jesus referred to Himself as the Good Shepherd who gives His life for the sheep. After Jesus' resurrection, He showed His disciples His hands and His feet. Then He said these words, found in Luke 24, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Jesus is the Creator. He's the Word, the Savior, and the Shepherd. Look for Him in the book of Psalms. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
7 Minutes with God is one of the most practical booklets ever written on how to begin a daily time of fellowship with God. We'd like to send you a free copy to help you begin a daily quiet time. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for 7 Minutes with God. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy shares guidelines for walking the road less traveled from Psalms 25 through 30. Join us on Daily Discipleship.